You know, that's that world famous Marty Stewart there with that song. That's an Indian song by Marty Stewart.
But he's a hillbilly.
That's Marty Stewart doing a song about an Indian. You know that?
Yeah, I know that because I listened to them lyrics and he said,
"Hey, is this? Are we still on the radio?
Yeah, this is the Gooch.
Oh yeah,
right, WAIF Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm Gooch
and I'm Buckstrap,
and together it's the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup. Hey, does anybody want to call in and say yeehaw?
Yeehaw.
Hey, if anybody wants to call in and say yeehaw, just yeehaw. Call us up here at 513-749-1444. That's 513-749-1444. And we'll let you say yeehaw. Like, for example, I say yeehaw. And then my Buckstrap will say yeehaw. And then our producer, Jim Bow, he'll say
yeehaw.
You did it so good a little while ago.
It's starting to hurt my throat.
Don't do it like that again. Do it like you did a little while ago. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right, producer.
That I'm talking I'd about. Like I tell you what to do. That ain't whatever you are. Yeah, like
I'd
that,
like
that,
you to see get a producer like that on your radio
you
show.
You ain't got nobody
any
like
of you
that.
People got a radio show. Get a producer like that. I can bet you can't find no. Who's that?
We got a man.
Hey, we got a caller. Let's call and say yeehaw. Go ahead, caller. I'm say yeehaw.
I'm in KY.
Who's this?
Say yeehaw.
I'm Gregory. And I'm in KY.
Well, you got to say yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Now say it like you care.
Yeehaw.
Oh, yeah. There
Atta
you go.
Gregory, I tell you what.
That's
now.
Greg in Kentucky right, saying yeehaw. Greg, if anybody else wants to say yeehaw, just give us a call here at 749-1444, and we'll let you say yeehaw.
People always ask me, Buckstrap, what you want for your birthday? What you want for Christmas?
You can have
what
that.
Do you want for Valentine's Day?
Hey,
what do you want for Memorial Day?
Hey, Buckstrap, what do you want for Arbor Day?
And I just say a yeehaw.
Well, yeehaw.
And a tree. For Arbor Day, I'll take a tree, too.
Tree?
Yeehaw, that's all I want.
Tree's good because you can tie a rope to it.
And then you can make a rope swing, and you can tie a tar, and you can throw a football
you
through
can
the
tie,
tar.
You can tie a ball to it. You can play a game where you got to hit the ball around a tree. You ever done that?
Tetherball.
Tetherball. That's what it's called. It's called tetherball.
Tetherball. Yeah. That's all kinds of good stuff you can do. But there's little kids out there, if you're listening, you get yourself a rope in a tree. In a tar and a ball, and you can make up many a game. You can play tetherball. You can make a rope swing. You can make a target to throw a ball through.
Hey, Buckstrap, say yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Hey, Dana, it's your turn. Say yeehaw. Oh, that one wins. I wish we had a prize. We do have a prize. We got a prize for that one.
I would think Dana's had training.
That's right. I think we got a prize for that one. I hope Dana, who just said yeehaw, the best of all night, I hope he likes catfish grabbling, because we got catfish grabbling video to send to old Dana. Dana, you want a catfish grabbling video?
Sounds good.
All right, I'm going to put Dana on hold, and you take down his address. We're going to send him a catfish grabbling video.
I thought Dana was a female like Dana Plato.
No, it's more like Dana Carvey.
But to that kind of Dana.
Yeah, not like Dana Plato, more like Dana Carvey. Yeah, so old Dana there with his yeehaw is going to win a catfish grambling video.
That kid's right there is why you don't smoke.
Courtesy of Gooch.
And Buckstrap.
Because together, we're the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio. You're going to do bad.
Well, damn it, old Dana, man.
Hey, I got the best country western
you
song.
You should go
of all
to
time.
Visit that catfish grandma.
Hey, it's the best country western song of all time!
You already played that one.
No, I didn't.
You already played the best country western song.
No, this was the Rocky Top. Down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top. Ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top. Half bear, the other half cat. For a moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from Rocky Top. Reckon they never will. The corn won't grow at all on Rocky Top. Dirt's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'll always
Buckstrap, we got Gregory on the phone. He wants to say yeehaw. Go ahead, Gregory.
Yeehaw!
Oh, that's pretty good.
He's a good one.
Yeah, that's an 8 out of 10, Gregory.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling in with your yeehaw.
Right. Bye-bye.
You know who wrote that song?
Who wrote that there? David Allan Coe.
No, David Allan Coe didn't write that song. That's Black Betty.
He didn't write.
That's right.
But you know who wrote that song, Black Betty?
Green Charlie.
What?
I don't know.
No, you're crazy.
Yeah, Green Charlie, Black
Green
Betty.
Charlie, Black Betty. I don't know. You're crazy.
Who wrote it? I don't know who wrote it.
Lead Belly wrote that song.
Well, did he?
Yeah, Leadbetter. What was his first name? His name
Cutie?
Was Leadbetter.
Cutie Leadbetter.
That's right. And then it was covered there by the Ram Jam. I love that song. Come on, Black Betty. Ram, Black Betty. Ram, Black Betty. Ram, Black. Come on, sing along, Black Betty. If anybody wants to call in and sing Black Betty, we'll let you. You think we should do that? Or
Wham to Blam.
Yeah. You think we're playing poker with the devil if we do that?
Black Betty.
If anybody wants to call in and say, come on, Black Betty. Ram, Blam, Black Betty.
Ram,
Blam. Okay, if anybody wants to call in and sing Black Betty, they got to call 513-749-1444. 513-749-1444.
Whoa!
Whoa! Say yee-haw.
Yee-haw.
Yee-haw. Hey, this is a Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup. I'm Gooch.
And I'm Buckstrap.
Hey there, Buckstrap. How you doing? Hey, you know what happened the other day, Buckstrap?
Well, I'll tell you what happened the other day. I went to a plot what?
I was going to tell you what happened.
What happened?
You were going to tell me what?
I know. That's the way. Now you get a little taste of your own medicine, don't you?
I am. is that what's in the hat? You got what? A bird in the hat.
Oh, I had a bird in the hat, didn't I?
Yeah, so what are you trying? What happened?
What happened to you?
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 I went wild, wham to blam.
Wham to blam, blam, blam with Black Betty in the back seat.
No, what happened to you, man? Everybody's dying to know what happened to you.
I'm dying to know what happened to you.
Well, I tell you what happened to me. I went down to town, you see.
Into town?
I had to go into town.
Talk about Cincinnati town or
big
town?
Had to ride into town. Big town.
Big town?
Big town.
Okay.
Had to ride into the big town.
You went into Hamilton, didn't you?
I had to apply to get some of that insurance.
Did you? Some of that insurance?
So I'm talking to the insurance guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Great.
And he says, well, I'll tell you what, Buckstrap, it all looks perk good.
It does.
That's what he said. But he said, now let me ask you something.
Did he say, let me ask you something? Or did he say, let me ask you something? Which did he say?
Let me ask you something.
Hold on, by the way. If anybody was tuning in tonight to find out what's going on.
Wham, blam.
We're reenacting famous episodes from Hee Haw. Let's continue. So you said, let me see what happened.
And
this is better than Hee Haw, you know that?
He said, now listen, Buckstrap, your insurance forms and paperwork, it all looks fine and dandy, but I gotta ask you something. Ever had an accident?
Oh, you had many accidents.
I said,
I seen them on your shirt.
Hell no. I said, no, not one. And the guy said, not one, Buckstrap. And I said, no, not one. And he said, not one time did you get hurt riding that range. I said, well, sir, one time a rattler did bite me.
Oh, you mean a rattler snake?
A rattler snake bit me.
I hate it when that happens.
And that little man, he hopped up and he pointed his finger at me. He said, and you don't call that an accident?
I said, no,
I'm pretty sure the daggone thing did it on a purpose.
Ain't that the truth?
I think it is the truth. Them snakes, I don't trust them.
Let's play. You want to hear some good guitar picking?
What do you got? What happened to you?
I'll tell you later.
All right.
It's going to be a long night. We ain't done yet.
It's a long night.
Hey, we got plenty of time to fill.
It's going
to
be a long night.
I know. I'll tell you what happened to me a little later. But until then, I think we got to say
hello.
We're
going to hold you to it.
We got to say hello to my good friend, Faron Young.
Oh, he's a good
one. He plays guitar.
He's got nice hair.
Look at that pretty guitar.
This is the story of a yellow bandana, a handsome young soldier, and a girl named Rosanna. Away out west in the wilds of New Mexico, there lived a girl and a soldier who loved her so. And every night neath the full crimson moon above, this brave young soldier would pledge her his love. And he gave Rosanna his yellow bandana to wear in her hair till he's with her once more. He gave Rosanna his yellow bandana, mounted his pony and rode off to war. His orders came and he had to ride west again. Seems that Apaches were causing unrest again. He kissed Rosanna goodbye as he rode away.
promising this time he'd come back to stay. And he gave Rosanna his yellow bandana to wear in her hair till he's with her once more. Boom, boom. He gave Rosanna his yellow bandana, mounted his pony and rode off to war. The war was over and he came back home and found that the Apaches had burned the whole village down. And neath the tree where he last kissed Rosanna, draped on a cross was his yellow bandana. He gave Rosanna his yellow bandana to wear in her hair till he's with her once more. He gave Rosanna his yellow bandana, mounted his pony and rode off to war. He gave Rosanna his yellow bandana to wear in her hair till he's with her once more.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, oh, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I got a hammer and I got a bell, I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, song about love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
How about that? That's my good friend Pete Seeger.
He's a good.
Singing an old song there about hammer. If I had a hammer, I'd smash you in the mouth.
Now, it's WAIF, the Audubon Society of Ohio, meets the third Monday of each month at Winton Woods.
You know, I love that song, Fun, Fun, Fun on the Autobahn. That's a good old country song.
Call 741-7926 for more info, the Audubon Society of Ohio.
Do you ever ride on the Autobahn?
Working smoke detectors can alert you to fire in your home in time to escape harm, even if you're sleeping. Install smoke detectors at every level of your home, including the basement and outside of each sleeping area. If you sleep at the door, close and install one inside your sleeping area as well. Test detectors every month and replace batteries once a year. Replace detectors are more than 10 years old. And listen to this, Chris.
I'm listening.
Gooch, you can hear the best in traditional bluegrass every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 11 on the Cutting Lee Grass Show.
Are you talking about Lee Elliott and Moonbeam? Because I love that song.
Your host, Lee Elliott and Moonbeam, they got the music of Bill Monroe.
Hey, is Moonbeam still doing that? I thought he said he fired her.
I heard her just the other day. She was on there.
She was doing that?
Interrupting him.
Interrupting him.
Cutting him off.
Just like I do to you.
Telling him what he was saying was stupid.
Good. He needs that. He needs someone to keep him in check, that Lee Elliott.
Stanley
Brothers.
He's
my favorite DJ
all time. Jimmy Martin, the Osborne Brothers, and many others.
What about Donna Fargo?
Tune in to WAIF Saturdays at 8 a.m.
Does he ever play Donna Fargo?
Now before,
hold on. Does he ever play Donna Fargo?
He plays everybody. If you call him up and request it, he might play Donna Fargo.
Play some Donna Fargo.
Shine on me, sunshine. Walk with me, girls. Zippity doo da day.
The zippity doo and the da day.
Before you get to your cutting the grass, though, you got Gene's Bluegrass Breakdown.
Oh,
guess who
man.
Hosts that?
Oh, who? Gene.
Gene.
Is Gene a bluegrass machine?
He's the best of bluegrass. Some
well,
old,
then let's
some
say
new.
Yeehaw for Gene.
Yeehaw!
That's here for Gene on the Bluegrass
Show.
So
you got bluegrass Saturday mornings. You got cutting the bluegrass, and then you got cutting the grass right after.
Wow.
There you
that?
Go. jeans, blue.
You got it all right here on the bottom of your dial. You got nowhere else to go.
No.
Yeah, let's get some of that Donna Fargo on.
Shine on me, sunshine, walk with me, world. It's a skippity-doo-da-day. I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA. Good morning, morning. Hello, sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? You make the coffee, I'll make the bed. I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day. And kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Life turn out the way that I always thought it could be.
wackadoo, wackadoo. You know, that's a Gid Tanner Skillet Liquors. Did you ever hear the Gil Tanner Skillet Liquors before?
I loved him. I'd rather lick a hot skillet.
Oh, let's turn that off there.
Yeah, I like
let's
them licking skillet liquors.
Hey, please. Now we got someone on hold who's going to say yeehaw.
Jennifer?
Yeah, go ahead, Jennifer, say yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
Oh, she's a cowgirl. Hey, Jennifer, thanks a lot. How'd you learn to yeehaw like that? Do you live on a ranch?
Yeah, I live on a ranch.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Thanks a lot, Jennifer.
Thank you.
You're all right. That's all right. You're a cowgirl. The original cowgirl.
That's nice. I like a cowgirl.
Now, why don't you say yeehaw?
Yeehaw.
That's weak.
I mean weak.
That's weak. So you know what happened the other day?
What happened to you the other day?
This Neutron walked into one of them honky-tonk bars. A little Neutron. Tiny little Neutron walked into a honky-tonk bar and walked up to the bartender and said, "Hey, bartender, how much is a beer in this honky-tonk?" And the bartender looked down at that tiny little eeny-beeny-weeny little tiny little Neutron and said, "For you, fella, no charge." Speaking of no charge, how'd you like to hear some Merle?
Why not? I love Merle.
Little Merle's good. They're like a little Neutron. WAIF. Wow, ain't it a roundup?
I'm a honky-tonk nighttime man. I can't stand no light. I'm a honky-tonk nighttime man. I can't stand no light. I get my rest in the daytime. I make my running round at night.
The middle of the summer, now the bar is on the hummer, and for rent is on the dough. How sad and still tonight by the old distillery, and how the cobwebs carve in the old machinery. But in the mountain tops, far from the eyes of cops, oh, how the moon shines on the moonshine
so merrily, all over one. See how misery doubles. Ain't one thing to use for bubbles, or to drive away your troubles. Now the tide has gone and went. Days and nights are getting bleaker. Shivering for an old-time sneaker. Even water's getting weaker. About 0.1%. How sad and still tonight by the old distillery, and how the moaners moan at the lager brewery. So, mister, if you please, don't let nobody sneeze up where the moon shines on the moonshine so stillily, so stillily.
Hey, Buckstrap.
Hey there, Gooch, what you got, huh?
We got another song queued up here. By the way,
yeah,
that was When the Moon Shines on the Moonshine.
That was a good one,
great
man.
Song.
I tell you what, reminds me of the time I was in the movie theater in Amarillo.
That was Burt Williams doing that.
Burt Williams, he's a good one. People talk about guys who sing about moonshine, and they always include Burt Williams.
So you were in Amarillo?
I was in the movie theater in Amarillo.
Were you with an armadillo? Because I heard they got an armadillo in Amarillo.
And this is one of them real nice, poshity movie theaters there in Amarillo.
They named that, you know what they named that armadillo in Amarillo? They named it Godzilla.
And
you know what they call it?
What?
Godzilla the Armadillo from Amarillo.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Well, it's a thriller.
It is a thriller.
So anyway, I'm in this movie theater in Amarillo, Texas.
Oh,
real nice place.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Really nice.
You know, you can't be talking the story without some banjo music.
And it was, you know, it's almost like
that's better.
Like music hall.
Well, like music hall.
It was like music hall.
Like music
or the tab. Maybe the tab a little bit smaller. It's like the tab.
Like more like the tail.
But there's this cowboy, that dad burn old cowboy, he's laying across three seats.
Did he have sideburns?
I don't know. It was kind of dark, but he's laying across three dead burn seats, man.
Did he have chaps?
And you know, I ain't
and
the kind of guy that bugs anybody or nothing like that.
Except me, you bug me all the time.
I tend to let people carry on and do whatever they got to do, and I don't try to bug nobody. But I'm sitting there and I'm enjoying the film. And but here comes his usher. And the usher come by and he shined a flashlight on that there cowboy, and he said, hey there, buddy. Hey there, partner. You ain't allowed but one seat. And that cowboy went, and then the usher started tapping his foot. He was kind of getting impatient here. You know, he don't like talk during the movie. So he said, listen, buddy, let me tell you something now. If you don't get from there, I'm going to have to call the manager. And that cowboy just sort of raised his head and went, oh. Well, then that usher, he turned on his heels and he walked right back up that aisle.
Oh, my goodness.
And he came back down with the manager. And then the usher and that manager, they kept saying, come on now, here now, come on. They kept trying to move that cowboy, but they had no success. Finally, they had to call the Texas Rangers.
You know, baseball team? The Texas Rangers? You know, they got that pitcher Clemens down there now. He's striking them out left and right. Right?
The Houston Astros.
Down there in Texas. They got them Rangers?
Yeah, that'd be the
And they got that Nolan Ryan they got down there
yeah, they
pitching
had
that
him
baseball.
8 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, Nolan Ryan?
10 years ago, he was a Texas Ranger.
He was great. You know,
so they had to call it.
That banjo music's over. Got to start it up again. There we go.
So there's a cowboy laying across three seats.
Man, a bunch
we
of
We can't get him to move.
Okay.
He's at the theater.
Hey, listen, Buckstrap, how come your stories take so doggone long to tell?
Oh, I wonder. I wonder why they take so long to tell.
I think they take too long to tell, and you need to shorten your stories
a
little
bit. Well, they take too long to tell because of some ignorant fellow interrupting me.
I'm Gooch.
And I'm Buckstrap.
All right. Can we do our thing? Let's do our thing real quick. And together, we're the good. Come on. Come on.
Go ahead.
Come on. And together, we're the Gooch and Buckstrap
Radio Roundup. So there's a cowboy laying across three seats in this movie theater.
Are you still telling that story? Man, that's a long story.
I don't know how it keeps getting long. It seems like it's getting longer by the minute. And finally, this is an Amarella, by the way.
Where they got that armadillo?
Yeah.
Godzilla?
I wonder how the story got so long. And finally, the police came. The Texas police? Rangers came with the Texas police. And they said, all right, buddy, what's your name? And that cowboy laying across them three seats in the movie theater. He looked up at him and said, Sam. And then the cop looked down at him and said, well, where are you from, Sam? And the cowboy looked up at him and said, the balcony. True story.
And then what?
True story.
And then what? So he's in the balcony.
You see, he's not in the balcony anymore, you ignorant coot. He fell out the balcony, and that's why he's laying across the three seats. Jim got it. Perhaps if you would have been listening instead of screaming about an armadillo, Nolan Ryan, and everything else, you would have understood it. He wasn't laying in the balcony, you darn fool.
And next, we'll hear a song by Tanya Tucker called Lizzie and the Salesman.
She's the prettiest woman ever born.
He came riding in on the sunrise on a hot West Texas day. A fancy man in a painted wagon with some fancy things to say. Looks like you folks need some water. Well, water is my game. And for the small price of $100, I bet you I can make it rain. So step back, non-believers, for the rain will never come. Someone start that fire burning. Somebody beat the drum. He said, some may think I'm crazy for making all these claims. But I swear before this day is over, you folks are gonna see some rain. They all just stood there staring, trying to believe. But there was one named Lizzie Cooper who said he was a lying cheat. Said you call yourself a rain man, well you ought to be ashamed. Starting all these people dreaming, thinking you can make it rain. Step back, non-believers, or the rain will never come. Someone keep that fire burning, somebody beat the drum. Gonna see some rain. Hey, Lizzie, well, a man's got to have a dream. And if you can't walk on the inside with me, I'll meet you in between. Oh, come with me, Lizzie, and the stars will write your name. And if you still think I'm lying, look yonder, there comes the rain. Step back, non-believers, or the rain will never come. Someone keep that fire burning, somebody beat the drum. He said, some may think I'm crazy for making all these claims, but I swear before this day is over, you folks are gonna see some rain.
Yeah! He used to rob, steal, and gamble. He tried everything that was low down. He was out tomcatting one night when he started a big fight. Then a big policeman came and knocked him down. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him over again to quit drinking whiskey, lay off of that gin. He's in the jailhouse now. I'd he'd go away, but the police met him at the train. The cop says, I've come for you. Camel says that this won't do, because Camel never was my name. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Yes, he broke out all over town. The fool walks about. He's in the jailhouse now. I met his old gal Sadie. She said, have you seen my baby? I told her he was downtown in the can. She went down to the jail just to go his bail. She says, I've come down here to get my man. She's in the jailhouse now. She's in the jailhouse now. So you can understand why old kid Sadie's in the can. She's in the jailhouse now.
You like that? That was Jimmy Rogers.
Yeah, that ended up that singing break, man.
He good at singing that like that. I'm like that yodel. Yodel.
Jimmy Rogers is.
Can you do that?
Man. Yeah. In the jailhouse now. Yodel.
Today I passed you on the street. And my heart fell at your feet. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Somebody else stood by your side.
Good old country gentleman there named Marty Robbins doing an old Hank Williams song.
Yeah, Marty Robbins, he drove the motor cars.
He did.
Had the big old mustache. Yeah, he was a good old good, and yes, he was.
Well, here's another good old good one. You know who this is?
I don't know yet.
You have to guess. Come on, guess.
Is it Merle Travis?
Nope.
Is it Roy Acuff?
Nope.
Is it Pee Wee King?
Nope.
Is it Ernest Tubb?
Nope.
Is it Lefty Frizzell?
Nope.
Is it Minnie Pearl?
Nope.
Is it the Hager Brothers?
You mean like Hager out of Horrible?
Is it Roy Clark?
Nope.
Is it the Leuven Brothers?
Nope.
Is it Hank Snow?
Nope.
Is it Charlie Pride?
Nope.
Wow, I tell you what, is it Hank Snow, Charlie Pride?
You want a clue?
Is it, hold on, don't give me, is it Waylon Jennings?
Nope.
Is it Tom Paul Glazer and the Glazer Brothers?
Nope.
Is it Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers?
Nope.
Is it Billy Joe Statler and the Statler Brothers?
I'll give you another clue, there ain't no brothers.
Is it the Oak Ridge Boys?
Ain't no brothers.
Is it Marie Osmond?
Nope.
Is it, let's see, is it Whispering Bill Anderson?
I'll bet our audience loves listening to you guess like a damn fool.
Is,
you can't even guess what I'm going to play next. And you're sitting here in the Radidia studio right next to me. You can look over at the
Red
record player.
Is it Red Simpson?
No.
Red Sovine?
Nope.
Webb Pierce?
Nope. I have to keep guessing. Let me know if you need another clue.
Ann Murray?
Goofball.
Ann Murray?
Ann Murray ain't no country western singer. That's adult contemporary, and we don't play that here at the Gooch and Buckstrap Radio Roundup.
Is it, let's see, Grandpa Jones?
No, but I wish I had that version of Grandpa Jones. What's that song doing?
The Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. That would be a good old song to play.
Well, let me guess now. Is it Bobby Bear?
Nope.
Is it
Mel
Tillis?
Nope.
Is it Pam Tillis?
No, I'll give you another clue.
Is it the Judds?
This singer has a first name and a second name.
Oh, so it's just two names?
Well, first name and a second name, like a first name and a last name.
Oh,
like
okay.
They call you Buckstrap as one name.
Right.
But if your name was like Buckstrap Williams, that'd be like two
names. So it eliminates Cher and Sting.
Exactly.
And Prince.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it ain't Bono either.
It ain't Bono.
Ain't no silly Bono.
Well, then it's got to be, it absolutely has to be Barbara Mandrell.
Nope.
Well, if it ain't Barbara Mandrell, then obviously it has to be Reba McEntire.
Nope.
It ain't Reba McEntire when there ain't just a couple people left it could possibly be, and it's got to be the Alabama Wild Man, Mr. Jerry Reed.
Nope, and you didn't even say Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, or Kris Kristofferson ain't them neither, so keep going.
Well, I was going to get to them eventually.
No, it wasn't even none of them. I got queued up, ready to play you
okay.
The next record. We could do this until 12 o'clock if you want.
Eliminate the guys we've already played today.
Well, ain't nobody we played so far.
All right, ain't nobody we played today. And so it ain't nobody that we've named already, and they got two names.
He's a country music legend.
He's a country music legend.
Yeah.
Well, I already said Lefty Frizzell.
And he owns a lot of stuff.
Kenny Rogers or Kenny Rogers Fried Chickens.
Nope.
Conway Twitty,
yeah,
who used to own the Memphis Sounds.
Conway Twitty, right here on the Radio Roundup. Now, you got it, finally. It took you, what, 32 guesses?
I sure am gonna miss them old twin fiddles. I love to sing them good old country songs. But my whole world, a blue-eyed girl in Memphis, and I'll be down there with her for too long. Midnight train to Memphis, take me easy. Let me look back on the things I'm gonna lose. And it gives a country boy them grand old blues. I wish I had my old guitar to play. Thank you. some good old memories fade away. Lord, I'm gonna miss them old twin fiddles, and it gives a country boy the grand old blues. Her love is waiting there in Memphis, and don't you know,
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Alcohol prohibition didn't work in the 1920s, and marijuana prohibition isn't working today. It's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
You know, Buckstrap.
Merry morning, man.
This has been one of the best radio roundups we ever done had.
I've taken part in 84 radio roundups, and I tell you what, when they write the history of radio roundups, you know what chapter one's going to be?
It'll be called Gooch and Buckstrap.
It's going to be Gooch and Buckstrap. January 31st, 2006.
Hey, where's that dude Randy at? Hey, Randy, come here, Randy. Now, you know, the way we traditionally end the radio roundup is usually we conclude our radio roundup with a yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
So first, here's Buckstrap with a yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
Now I'm going to go yeehaw. Yeehaw! Now here's our producer, Jim Bob, to say yeehaw.
Yeehaw!
Now, here's our brand new guy named Randy.
New ranch hand.
See if you can top that, Randy.
Yeehaw!
Oh, man, my hand hurt. He breathed right out of my hand.
That's a good one.
He was breathing out of my hand when he said that. Nice job, Randy.
Very good, Randy.
We'll keep you. All right. Well, thanks a lot for attending our radio roundup tonight, especially those of you who sat through all 15 hours of this telethon of radio broadcast history. And here's Rob. I mean, here's Jim Bob with another yeehaw. Go. All right, and before we clock out of this thing we call Radio Roundup, here's my co-host Buckstrap with a one-liner.
See y'all later.
No, a one-liner.
Oh, like a horse joke?
Yeah, or like my wife is so big, she's so big when she sits around the house, she sits around the house.
Oh, like one of them kind?
One of them kind, of like a one-liner.
Oh, okay.
Like they used to, like the old comedians used to tell. Go.
So this grasshopper walked up into a bar. And he hopped up on the bar stool, and the bartender said, "Well, look at you there, little grasshopper. You know, we have a drink named after you." And the grasshopper looked at the bartender and said, "You got a drink named Steve?"
Ha, ha, ha. And it's Di. You're listening to WAIF Cincinnati.
This is 88.3 FM WAIF Cincinnati, Ohio, now beginning another broadcast day. WAIF is licensed to the Real Stepchild Radio of Cincinnati Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation with offices and studios located at 1434 East McMillan Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, and transmitter atop the Alms Hill apartment building located at 2525 Victory Parkway, Cincinnati, Ohio. WAIF is licensed to operate in the FM broadcast band on the frequency of 88.3 megahertz with transmitter RF output power of 4,000 watts, effective radiated power of 1,600 watts, polarized vertically and horizontally under provisions granted by the Federal Communications Commission. WAIF is required to share this frequency with WJVS-FM, also located in Cincinnati, Ohio, during certain hours of the day in certain months of the year. WAIF is not affiliated in any way with WJVS. WAIF encourages your comments and suggestions. Please send them to WAIF-FM, 1434 East McMillan Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206. And you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati. WAIF-FM, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed during this program reflect my own views or the views of my guests, and thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati. Well, good evening, Cincinnati and the Tri-State. My name is Andrew Kirstein, and we are once again sitting in to do another